son so dumb, IQ 21. He tried to make friends, but they call him Ching Chong. He eat the wonton, but he felt like Kim Jong. He's so ugly when he smiled, he looked like the King Kong. My son useless, can't play.
We do not care. We do not care. And his name is John C.
Hey everybody! Hey everybody! It is me. Yeah, boy, Stu McAllister. With me, as always, are the dogs. Both of them are on the floor. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Cow just wandered over to me. What's going on, Cow? How you doing, you bitch? No idea where Larry is. He is possibly, probably, maybe, could be on the porch. It's nice out. It's 64 degrees. Pretty fucking nice out for a mid-April. If he's not on the porch, he's shitting on my bed. Guaranteed shitting on my bed. But how was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Becky, I hope it was. Why? Because today is Monday, April 15th, 2020, Quattro. Hopefully it was a good day at work, good day at school, good day doing whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Monday. Maybe you paid your taxes? Did you pay your taxes today? Did you ask for an extension because you're a lazy fucking bum? I mailed my taxes in on Saturday. I was like, you fuckers are waiting. But hopefully you had a good day. If you didn't, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, and tomorrow is Tuesday. It's as simple as that. I would like to apologize right now to all of the Patreon subscribers for not doing the Patreon yesterday. I was not feeling well. And when I say I was not feeling well, I'm telling you I was hungover. I was hungover like a motherfucker. It's pretty sad, everybody, because I was hungover from the 1,000th episode of the Elemental Podcast Patreon, everybody. And when I say I was hungover, but it's pretty sad. This is how sad it's gotten, everybody. I had three beers, three, maybe four, but I believe it was three. I had one beer during the show. I was sneaky. I had it in my like thermos cooler thing. Sneaky. In the podcast, I would like to thank everybody who came out to the podcast. I'm assuming there were like, 300-400 people there. It was packed to the gills. We actually had to turn people away at the door. We're like, sorry, man, you should have got here earlier. And they're like, ah, fuck. Can we suck your dick? If we can get in, we'll just sit in the back. We'll stand. Nope. Sorry, man. I got principles. You should have been here early. Get the fuck out of here. So it was a good time. The 1,000 episode was a good time. We got set up straight. Matt Harper... let me say this. The podcast would not have happened without the assistance of Mr. Matt Harper. He's got the fucking the equipment, the microphone, the speakers. He brought the goddamn video screen. If it was just me, we would have been yelling. I would have been yelling at you. There would have been no microphone, no speakers, no video, no nothing. Just me fucking yelling, kind of like what I do on every podcast. So Matt made it really professional, about as professional as this podcast can be. And we had a lot of fun. We played some games. I did a trivia game contest. Matt got prizes. We gave out two gift cards. Gift card to McDonald's, gift card to Taco Bell. And we did the CNN current event quiz, which was pretty fun. And shot the shit with Mr. Graham Van Boccarino, who I will add, I really enjoy having him on the podcast. Now, unfortunately, he lives up in Petoskey. Also, hey, if you're new to the podcast, first, I know no one new is listening to this podcast. Who the fuck am I kidding? I'm Stu McAllister, the host. I was a comedian for a long time, social worker for a longer time, and now I do dumb things like this podcast. And we did, we celebrated 1,000 episodes of the Patreon podcast on Saturday. So we did a live show, and Graham Van Bock was an old co-host of it. He used to live in my house, but then he moved out. Good for him. And he lives way up in Petoskey, Michigan. I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So he lives like 3 hours away. So it'd be fairly difficult for him to be a regular podcaster. I'm not into like Zoom and phone call stuff like that. I like the face-to-face component of podcasting. Am I a weirdo that way? Absolutely. I fully acknowledge it. Technology is not my friend. Hence, the 1,000 episode not being posted yet. Matt Harper did record it on his computer, and he sent it to me on Dropbox, I think he did. I don't know. I haven't checked my Dropbox. I'm not even really sure exactly what a Dropbox is. It's where you can send big files as opposed to like through email. I don't understand any of it because all of it is, it's all imaginary. All of this shit we're sending, it's nothing. It doesn't exist, right? It's the shit we're sending through the interweb. It doesn't have size. It doesn't have weight or height or width or none of it. It's all fake. So that's why I can never figure out why can't I send this shit? Oh, because it's 500 kilometers. It's a kilometer? Yeah, it's a kilometer. All right, I don't know what that means. So I can't send shit through the email. So he sent it through Dropbox, which I had a Dropbox only because when I took a comedic writing class, how to write sketches, they wanted us to share files through Dropbox. And I'm not going to lie, everybody. Again, I'm old. I'm dumb. I don't know how technology works. I use a Radio Shack tape recorder. I fucking hated every moment of it. Every moment of that fucking class. It other than the actual, like, writing, I hated, like, hey, we got to share files to this. Why? Why can't I just write something, print it out, and then give it to you fucks when I see you once a week, you dicks? Nope. Dropbox. How about you drop my balls on your face? How about that, you dicks? Ugh. So I got to see. I didn't do a damn thing yesterday because I was hungover. I'll get to that in a minute. So Matt apparently did send it to me. I'll have to look and see. And we'll get to it. We'll get to it, everybody. We'll get to it. So but the actual it was fun. It was successful, I think. I think everybody had a good time. Hopefully I reached out to everybody, all 300-400 people. I reached out to them and said, hey, man, thanks. Thank you for coming. It's pretty sad when I know everybody who came. hell. But we did raise money. We raised money. That was part of the thing, too, wanting to raise money for Fig and Friends Pet Rescue. We did a silent auction. Ended up raising $143. I was really grateful to get some of the cocktail shit out of my house. I got some other shit out of my house. It was great. I'm glad it's gone. I need to do more. I need to just have a garage sale and just have it be like, yeah, whatever you buy is going to go to a charity. And so when anybody comes and goes, hey, I know you're selling this thing for a dollar. Will you take a quarter for it? And I'll be like, go fuck yourself. This money goes to a charity, you fucking cunt. Pay the dollar or get out. That's what I should do. And then I just pocket the money. I don't give it to a charity. Fuck that shit. I know when I was doing comedy on the road, I ran into a guy who his bio was like, he was a ex-Marine, ex-police officer, ex-firefighter. He was all of this shit, right? I'm like, none of that has anything to do with comedy, right? But that was his intro. I'm like, all right. Because what he was doing is he was setting people up. Because his merch was like, it was some dumb eagle with an American flag on it. I don't know, firefighter saluting, whatever, dumb shit. And then he was like, hey, if you buy my shirt, 50% of the proceeds will go towards the fallen angels of whatever. You know, shit like that. And then I sure as fuck, now he never donated a goddamn thing. Now, Wayne, what are you doing? You stop that. I will beat you. Yeah, go. Get out of here. You bother me. Don't wag your tail at me. You bother me. Get out of here. I love you, but get out of here. All right. You just want under the blanket. Yes, I am aware that you love being under the blanket. Jesus Christ, there. How about that? Whenever I used to do like a charity show, a benefit show, I would say, I would sell a shirt for $20. And I'd be like, hey, if you buy a shirt for $20, $5 will go to the charity. All right. And so while I was losing money per shirt, I was selling more shirts as a result, because everybody would now like, oh, I want to buy the shirt and I want to donate money and da da da. But then I always said to whoever was there, like if it was a fundraiser for whoever, I was like, you Billy, you Gene, you whoever, I'm gonna talk to you after the show, so then you get the money. Because that was, you know, I never wanted to fuck anybody. And I remember one time I was at a comedy club called Big Tommy's in Novi. I performed there a few times, but it was Big Tommy's was not like a real club. It was a fake club. I don't even know if it still exists, but it was in the basement of this Greek restaurant, Tommy's Parthenon or some shit. And I remember one time the guy, like, he thought I was still stealing. He thought I was not giving people the money. He was doing the old wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And I was like, no, you fucking dick. What kind of cocksucker would you be that you're like, hey, I want to give money to this charity, and then you don't do it? What is my name, Donald Trump? What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. Ugh. So we raised $143 for Fig and Friends, which was nice. Mark from Bare Boards and Tables sent a whole lot of very cool things, a cutting board, a bunch of keychains, this, that, or whatever. And I misinterpreted what he said, because he basically, I guess he was saying like the cutting board was for the silent auction, and then the other shit was stuff that I could use as like prizes or just toss into the crowd or whatever. And I did not read it like that, so I actually had the other things in the silent auction, and I got some left, so I will I'm going to put them out to whoever. So they are pretty much, they're for people who live in Michigan, because it's Detroit Lions keychains and magnets. Michigan keychains and magnets. And I can't remember if he made a Michigan M, the University of Michigan, the Michigan M as well. I don't know if that one still exists. But I'll put those up too for sale or whatever. I would like to do it so only people who live in the Grand Rapids area or people that I might see on a regular basis would get them. Because I don't want to fucking mail them. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't want to fucking mail this shit. So if you live in the Grand Rapids area and you want one, let me know. I don't know. Make me an offer, and it will all go towards Fig and Friends Pet Rescue. How about that? So we got, it's funny, there was the woman who let us use the facility was not there. She's in Florida. She's on vacation, sabbatical, whatever, good for her. So she had her coworker slash lackey open the door and kind of fucking babysit us, right? Because this was all, the space we used was like the banquet hall area of a Knights of Columbus hall. And so we got to use it for free, which was nice. And it was a great venue. And the lady let us in. I told the lady, I said, hey, we 6 to 9. She's like, okay, we got there at 6. She was there. It was great. We got set up. And I'm telling her, and I'm saying, hey, I don't, because she stuck around. And I told her, I said, listen, I highly doubt you've listened to the podcast. And she's like, nope. And I said, well, just so you know, I'm going to say a lot of bad words. And I'm going to say a lot of weird things that some people might get offended by. But that's the podcast. So I'm just letting you know. And she's like, oh, no, I used to work the comedy shows when we were at the other venue. I've seen and heard it all, whatever this is. I'm like, okay, great. I'm giving you the heads up, lady. You know, I don't want anybody to be like after the show like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Becky. Right? So, but at the end of the show, like I said, we were going to be done at 9. And we got caught up. We did a Q&A at the end. People had questions, which is always, like, I always feel a little weird about doing Q&A. Because who the fuck am I? I'm fucking nobody. But I did have, like, 300-400 people come out to see the podcast. So some people enjoy the shit, and they had questions. And so you get caught up in it. And then I was like, oh, you know, we got to wrap up. It was like 8:45. So approximately an hour and 45 minutes was the podcast. So probably like double the length of a normal podcast, which was good. It was fun. It was fun. We had fun. And so then we had to clean up. And I felt like Deb was put out by us. I think she was done. That was just kind of the vibes I was getting from her of like, fuck, clean the shit, get the fuck out. Because we were a little later. I think when everything was done and set, I think we were out completely. She had locked the doors by like 9:15. Right? So not super late. So for like 3.5 hours, 3 hour 15 minutes, whatever, we had that room. And it was good. And I got positive feedback. It seems like everybody had a good time, and that's all you can ask for, right? You do an event, you plan for it. I planned for it. I did things. Like I said, we did the games. I made some coleslaw because Adam House from Sunday Slaw Fame was there, and I was really hoping his wife was going to be there too, so both of them could participate. But she had other things going on, and didn't make it out. So it was my first time making coleslaw. Everybody, I've never made coleslaw, so I won't lie to you. It was, I'll be the first one to say it was a little chunky. My coleslaw was chunky because I don't have the right tools. I don't have, what would it be? A veggie mixer? Not a blender. A machine that can finally chop up shit. Because I tried to chop up the carrots and the cabbage. And it's hard to do with a knife. And I also don't have the patience for it. I was like, this is good enough. Whatever. Fuck it. But I made a nice, the dressing component was good. They like that. So Graham had some and Adam had some and they gave the thumbs up. A little chunky, but now I know. Adam said I need to go to like a Goodwill and I can find like a Slap Chop. I remember the ads for Slap Chops, the infomercials for Slap Chops. Do any of you guys got Slap Chops? Because I think I will continue to make coleslaw, because I like it better than the Meyer brand that I get. I think it's because I like the dressing better. So it was pretty good. It was pretty good. So we get done. We get out. We clean up the room. We're out. We're saying goodbye to people. People have fled. They're like, oh, fuck, finally, it's over. It was a little bit of a traffic jam. Everybody getting out. 300-400 people all leaving at the same time. A little bit of a traffic jam. But everybody's out and saying goodbye to Adam and his kids. It's funny. His little kid, boy, fuck. Adam, I can't remember your little kid's name. What is it, Larry? The fuck's your little kid's name? I cannot remember. But he kept coming up to me. And he kept saying, your cat Larry is bad. He's always pooping on your bed. And I was like, yep. Yes, he does. And he kept coming over and he kept shaking my hand too. And it's always funny when a little kid shakes your hand because for various reasons. One, their hand is like the size of like a 50 cent piece, right? It's pretty petite. I mean, I'm not a huge, my hands aren't huge, but they're pretty big. And so my hand is like enveloping his entire arm. And then young kids don't understand the concept of a firm handshake. It's just like you put your hand out. It's just there. It was funny. I am fairly certain that I shook his hand at least four times. I wanted to be like, hey man, no more. People are going to start calling the authorities if I keep shaking your hand. Okay, get out of here. It's pretty fun. So they say goodbye. I say goodbye to Chad and his boy Liam. Everybody's out. So then it's me and Graham. And so I sat in Graham's car. Graham is the one who purchases the beers. And I was like, hey man, let me crack open one of those beers. Because I had one during the event, so I had one for like an hour 45 or whatever. Hour 45. So I'm like, let me crack open. Now it was a little warm, but beggars can't be choosers. So we're just sitting there and we're shooting the shit. I really enjoy shooting the shit with Graham. We're shooting the shit and we're watching the neighbors across the street. Now, I know the majority of you do not know Grand Rapids at all. The northwest side's a little weird. It's blue collar. It's pretty Polish. It's kind of odd. The houses are all big. They're all big houses that have been converted into like apartments. They're all like, you know, I don't know, 2-3 apartments, upstairs, downstairs kind of thing. And we're, you know, they all have, at least in this neighborhood, they all have like huge steps going up to like the front porch, like 10 steps to get up to the front porch. So we're just sitting there watching this house. And there's just all this commotion, fucking energy and whatever is going on. And like people are coming into this house, in and out of this house. They're getting in and out of cars. Cars are kind of coming and going. People are getting into the car. The car's not going anywhere. People are getting out of the car. We're going, what the fuck? Are they hotboxing in that car? Is someone getting like a blowjob in that car? Like what the fuck's going on? All cars were fucking pulling up and taking off, and we were like looking inside, and someone was like upstairs in the upstairs apartment. We're like going, all right, is that like the prostitute up there? Like what is happening? It was very, very weird. Very, very strange. So we were there at least an hour, if not longer. And I'm pretty sure just 2 beers in his car. And then I was like, all right, man, that's how we go. So he left. He was going to his sister's, and I just came home. And then the next morning, I woke up. I let the dogs out. I went back to bed. It was like 7. I woke up at like 11. It's like, what? And my head was throbbing. I was like, ah, fucking hell. So I spent all day yesterday doing nothing. I didn't do a fucking thing. I sat on this couch and I watched Amazon Prime their television show Fallout, which apparently is based on a video game. I don't know. I don't play video games. I'm not a fucking nerd. I'll just sit and watch a television show based on a video game. I don't play video games. I watch television shows and movies based on video games. Like, I really like the Resident Evil movies. They're dumb, but I enjoy them. Never played the video game, but I enjoy the movies. Anyway. So that's it. I apologize. I apologize, Patreon subscribers. I just couldn't do it. I felt like shit. It was actually a moment in time where I felt like I was going to throw up. And I'm like, God damn, I only had 3 beers. Miller Lights, even. Fucking hell, Stu. So I have determined that I am a fucking lightweight again, which is fine. So during the podcast, the live podcast, Graham Van Baccarino, Adam House, and Matt Harper all wrote me dating bios. Because I have had no luck whatsoever with any of my dating bio shit. So I turned my Facebook dating profile. I used Graham Van Box, his suggestion. So he thought it was very funny. He was like, oh, man, I wonder what the fucking results will be from that. And I was like, well, none. None. There will be none, because my regular ones are getting none. I've changed it multiple times to like goofy ones, serious ones, whatever. Nobody's responding. So I'm going to read you what Graham wrote about me. 6'6" and everything matches. Natural hair and color. Love helping charities, volunteer work. Looking for a distant relationship with a local lady or lady type. Someone who is into pet piss and scat play. It's good for your microbiome. Must love seeking opportunity around every corner, whether that be jobs or dumpster diving. Please text a picture of you from a foot positive angle before addressing me as Daddy Podcast Master. So if anyone responds to that, I should probably be afraid, right? I should be very, very worried if any woman responds to that. But hopefully, see, here's the thing. When I write weird, goofy shit, I would like to hope that people read it and go, oh, this guy's got a sense of humor. Like, this is meant to be taken as a humorous bio, as satire, maybe. But I think too many ladies, even though they say they want humor, they don't understand humor. Or they don't like my sense of humor. It's probably that. They don't like my sense of humor. Which is fine. So, yeah, I'll let everybody know how that goes. So, today, I went back to work. I worked a 12-hour day. I finished the route that I was doing on Friday, which I was supposed to completely do today. But I'm like, if I'm out here in Detroit, I'm going to do a whole chunk of it. And I did. I finished it off. I had to go to a school that popped up. They're like, hey, can you go here? And I'm like, okay. I literally was 5 minutes away when they're like, hey, can you go here? So when I got there, the teacher was like, what? I just put this order in. I was like, yeah, I know. I was in the neighborhood. It works out like that sometimes. And she's like, oh, my God, that's incredible. And I was like, oh, that's great. I'm glad you liked it. And she's like, is there anything I can do? And I was like, well, yeah. I want you to send an email to my boss and tell him what a great job I did. She's like, yeah, I can do that. And the reason, everybody, I know you guys haven't been on a lot of you are not listening to Patreon, but I bitched about a real shitty customer that I had to deal with on Friday who emailed and bitched about me. And I'm just like, and I talked about this at the live podcast. A lot of customers are, they're bitches. They're bitches and cunts and assholes and fucks and dicks and whatever. And I'll put up with it a little bit. But if you're continuing to be a bitch, cunt, and asshole, dick, whatever, you're going to get that from me. I am going to mirror how you present to me. And so I get really mad and frustrated with the whole, like, we got an email about da 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 da, we got a phone call about da 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 da, and I always want to be like, well, let me tell you about da 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 da. And when it comes to things like that, or customer service surveys, shit like that, it all needs, excuse me, it all needs to be tossed out, all of it. Because you, for the most part, most people don't do those. They don't do the service. They're like, yeah, fuck that shit, right? Unless, because it's like time out of your day, and they're usually annoying. I did do one today for like for Amazon Prime, and it was, actually it turned out about, hey, did you watch Fallout? And I'm like, yeah. And so there are all these fucking questions that I just want to be like, what am I going to get? What do I get out of this? Are you guys going to give me like a gift certificate of some kind or some shit? Because this is becoming like homework. So a lot of people fucking don't do those. And then when people do those, it's usually the shit on somebody. They're pissed about something. So they want to shit on it. It's very few people who actually like take the time out of the day to be like, oh my God, this was great. This person did a great job. I appreciate the effort they did into it. They might tell you right there in the moment, which happens a good portion of the time, everybody does, but then they don't send it. So then you get your supervisor and bosses just get like the shit. And I just look at them and I go, like, this is like 1 out of 100 times I'm going to get some fucking asshole complaining. Some fucking dick. Irks me. So I had her do it. She said she'd do it. I don't even know if she did it. I don't even fucking know. So I had to go to fucking, I had to go to a place where they were complaining about the freezer being too loud. I took it to them on, I don't know, Thursday. I think it was Thursday. And they were complaining about it being too loud. And when I was there, it was plugged in. And I told the lady, I'm like, this is how the freezer sounds. This is how you know that it's on. You know, our freezers are colder than a regular freezer. We got a fan in there to keep the motor cool. This is just how it is. But someone, she didn't have any problems when I was there. Someone called and complained about it. I'm like, motherfucker. So I went and I swapped it out. And the new it was a brand new freezer, everybody. And you know what? It made the same fucking level of noise as the one that they had. And I swapped it out. And the lady who was there was like, yeah, I don't know anything about it. It's not bothering me. I said, well, somebody complained, so I'm swapping it out. And I told her, I said, if someone continues to complain, I don't know what to fucking tell you. I guess you're not going to sell Dippin' Dots. I guess. There's nothing quieter. We don't have fucking silencers on this shit. It's kind of like, you know how you're, like, you got a desktop computer and the fan and the computer is going on. It's the same shit. Shit gets hot. Shit needs to get cooled down. Shit makes noise. Sorry. It's not like a goddamn rock concert or a jet fucking taking off. Sometimes you need to fucking adjust. You fucks. Fucking hell. It was just a long day doing shit. And I was talking with Todd. I saw him today. And we were talking and I said, listen, man. I don't mind when I make mistakes. I will own up to my mistake. I just fucking hate it when shit goes sideways and it's not my goddamn fault. Like the lady who bitched last week. It was like, it was a new delivery and she was all mad that the delivery was there. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, lady. I just don't randomly show up to places with Dippin' Dot freezers. I was told to come. You fucking bitch. Relax. You know, stupid fans too fucking loud. I'm like, fucking hell, right? Relax. I just don't like it when fucking idiots make fucking mistakes. And the fucking the idiot who sent me to the golf course today, there's like a new customer and he like wrote down the wrong fucking phone number. He wrote down the wrong fucking phone number. I'm just like, you have minimal amount of work, you fucking idiot. Shit in the bucket. Shit in a bucket. Shit in a bucket. All right. I got, man, I got Big Mike from Texas. He sent me, we follow each other on Twitter. I think Twitter is the only thing he does. And he sent me a video, and I'm watching the video. The video, I'm not even going to tell you where to look, because it's very disturbing, right? And it's one of these things that's like, it's taken out of context, because I'm looking at it and I'm like, what am I looking at? This woman is filming it from her car. It looks like she's in the parking lot of like a fast food restaurant. It's the middle of the day, and she's filming these two dudes confronting each other. Now, this is all in the middle of stuff, right? So you, like, I don't know what precipitated any of this shit. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But I see these two dudes, and this one dude, he's wearing, like, a bright yellow vest. And this other guy is getting into a truck. And so I'm thinking, this is like, to me, it looks like this is a road rage thing, right? This is a road rage thing, and it's gone awry. I actually had to watch it twice. It is very disturbing, but I had to watch it twice because I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at? And the one guy who didn't have the yellow vest, he gets into this, like, it looks like a utility truck of some kind. It's got like a crane on top of it or whatever. It looks like it would be the kind of truck that the guy wearing the yellow vest would drive, right? But this guy gets in it, and the guys are jawing at each other. And then out of nowhere, the dude in the yellow vest pulls out a gun. And he's literally 6 feet away from the guy. The guy's in the driver's seat of this truck. And this guy shoots at him at least 4 or 5 times. I'm like, what? You murdered this dude. And so in my brain, I'm like, the guy in the yellow vest is the bad guy, because he's the one who's firing his gun at this guy. As far as I could tell, the other guy didn't have a gun. And so I'm watching it. And then all of a sudden, the guy in the truck, he just starts backing up. He's out of there. And the lady's like filming it, and the guy's gone. And you're like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? First off, I was like, how is the guy not dead? How did the guy miss him? This is part of the reason why I'm always like, people with guns, they own a gun. It doesn't mean they know how to use a gun or they're good with a gun. The guy was literally like 6 feet away. Like, it would be like if Ween Dog was on the other side of the couch, it'd be like me shooting at Ween Dog and missing completely. Or, I mean, I don't know, maybe he did hit the guy and the guy, it was just a fucking flesh wound or some shit. I don't know. But he backs up, right? He backs up, he takes off. And I'm assuming like this is over. And like the guy in the yellow vest is like, he just casually is like walking in the street. It's just really weird. I'm like going, why isn't anyone doing anything to the guy in the yellow vest? But then all of a sudden, you start seeing people scramble. And the dude in the truck comes back. And he fucking destroys the dude in the yellow vest. He destroys him. Like, you've probably seen videos of like rodeos where the fucking bull just gets a hold of the cowboy or the rodeo clown and like throws him way up in the air. That's what fucking happened to this guy in the yellow vest. But he's getting hit by a fucking truck that's probably, I don't know, 50, 60 miles an hour. And you're like, what the fuck? And then the dude, like, he's driving through like a grassy area, and then it looked like he hit a pole or a tree or some shit. I'm like going, what is going on? And everybody's screaming bloody murder. And I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, oh my God, the guy killed the bad guy. Killed him. I'm like, this is fucking weird as fuck. What am I watching? And like I said, I watched it twice. And then Big Mike sent me the article. And this all happened in North Carolina, Lumberton. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. Lumberton, North Carolina. But I got it all wrong, everybody. I got it all wrong. The dude who's doing the shooting apparently was a good Samaritan. Like, what? This guy, he was 38 years old. He was trying to intervene in a carjacking. This guy, Ricky Driggers, stole a vehicle that intentionally hit the guy, and he killed him. Let me see here. The incident began about 10:30 a.m. at the 400 block of West 5th. Officers en route to a carjacking call were told the suspect involved in a hit and run in the parking lot of a Go Gas and was trying to carjack a second vehicle in front of a McDonald's, and that's where the lady must have been doing it. Good Samaritans got involved to prevent the carjacking, but the suspect was unable to steal the vehicle of one of the Good Samaritans, which was probably, it probably was the guy wearing the orange vest. In process of stealing the vehicle, the suspect reportedly intentionally struck one of the Good Samaritans with the stolen vehicle. The guy was hit, and he was pronounced dead at the scene, or at a local hospital. Officers arriving at the scene saw Driggers fleeing in a stolen vehicle and pursued him until he crashed. And there you go. I don't know how he could have fucking driven away. That car looked fucked up. It really doesn't say much about this fucking guy. But this, it leads me to believe of like, okay, this guy, he's stealing. He stole a vehicle. He's stealing another vehicle. You guys attempted to stop him. I'll say this out loud. If the dude had not shot him or shot at him, he probably would not have come back to run him over. It would be my guess. Because you could hear police sirens in the background. Police were coming. People had been contacting the authorities going, hey, we got a fucking lunatic out here. But then this guy, and it just makes me go, what the fuck? He was clearly at work. He clearly had like that fucking fluorescent yellow vest on. He's packing heat. Why? And this is part of the reason why I don't really believe in a good guy with a gun. I don't believe in that fucking thought process. Because here was the guy. Here's the good guy with a gun. He didn't fucking do shit. He didn't fucking kill that dude. Again, how did you fucking miss him? I feel like me, with no gun experience, could have hit the fucking dude. But he didn't. And the dude came back and ended his life. Awful. Just let the dude steal your truck. Let the dude steal your truck. It's your work truck. It's not even your truck. It's your work truck. Fuck. He ain't getting anywhere. He ain't getting away. Now you're dead. It's awful. But it's the whole video thing too. That's why I hate like lack of context. Cause I thought the guy who got fucking creamed, I thought he was the bad guy. Thought he was the bad dude. Ugh, fuck. It was very difficult to watch. I mean, if you guys want to go look for it, I'm sure you just punch in dude getting destroyed by fucking truck. Or fucking car, if you punch in carjacking, you'll find it. It's like a minute video. But yeah, it's disturbing. There's only so much you can do, right? You try to block the guy in with your cars or whatever. So, there you go. Oh my God, he's getting away. Okay, I guess let the police handle this shit. They're the fucking professionals, not fucking me. You're not a good guy with a gun. You're just some dude now with a gun trying to fucking play Rambo or some shit. It's awful. And now he's dead. He looked way older than 38. I'm not gonna lie. I would have bet money that dude was in his 50s. So what's the lesson learned? Don't fuck with people. Don't fuck with people. They're all fucking crazy. Yeah, I got all this shit. Some dude, this lawyer and his wife were killed by the father-in-law over child custody. John Wayne Bobbitt, he had to have his toes amputated. Why do you think he had his toes amputated? All right, we're going to look at that one. Maybe we'll be done with this one. John Wayne Bobbitt. You guys remember him? If you're too young, John Wayne Bobbitt was this dude who his wife, Lorena, I can't remember exactly why she did. I'm assuming it had something to do with infidelity or domestic violence or some shit. She cut off his wiener. Back in 1993, she cut off his dick. and she took it for a drive and she threw it out the window. Now, I will never fucking understand that part. The cutting off the dick part is horrible unto itself. But then you're going to get in a car and drive and then throw it out the window? You've gone too far. You have gone too far. But he had to have his toes amputated. It says here, due to toxic peripheral polyneuropathy. I don't know what that means, but it says here the condition was caused by a stint at the military base at Camp Lejeune. Oh, my God. That's the one you hear all the goddamn commercials for. You get to sue Camp Lejeune. At the time, the camp's water supply was severely contaminated. It has led to cancer and other ailments of people who spent time there. I wonder if John Wayne got his fucking money from it. According to the Mayo Clinic, John's condition often causes weakness, numbness, and pain, and usually ends in the hands and feet, and it can also affect other areas and body functions, including digestion and urination. Well, it is dick hacked off. Apparently, were they able to save it? Was that correct? They saved it, and then I knew, like, they sewed something back on. He's got, like, Frankendick or something. And he made some pornos out of it. I mean, John Wayne Bobbitt just sounds like he's a huge piece of shit. He's a piece of shit when you look at it. Don't look at his dick. That dick's a piece of shit. Now he's all mad at Camp Lejeune and the Marines. The government covered it up for 40 years. They knew. They were testing the water, and it was like up to 35,000 times above normal safety standards. I'm assuming that's how John Wayne talks. This sounds like a fucking idiot. John also said the effects of the contaminated water likely led to the incident that ended his penis being cut off by his wife, his then-wife, Lorena Bobbitt. What, was she drinking it? I wasn't behaving the way I should. Maybe I would have made a better decision if my cognitive functioning wasn't distorted by the chemicals. Let's see. Lorena used a large kitchen knife to slice off his cock. She threw the appendage out of the car window she was driving around, but authorities found it, and it was successfully reattached. Jesus. There was a trial. John was seen in a few high-profile TV appearances. Later, he enjoyed some time as an adult film star with his reattached penis. Jesus Christ. Awful. Lorena has remarried and founded a nonprofit organization that focuses on helping victims of domestic violence. So there you go. Good for her. Good for, all right, now I want to fucking know. I want to see if I can find. You think you got to know that, like, if I Google John Bobbitt Wiener, John Bobbitt penis. All right, let's see. Let's see, images. No. Why are they not showing me his penis? I'm not, oh my God. I don't know if that's his, but they're showing me like a severed penis that just kind of really looks like a mushroom. I'm not really seeing any. I can't imagine a woman would want to look at his penis and be like, oh my God, that's hot. Oh my God, why do you got all those scars on your cockerito? They call me Scarcock. John Wayne Scarcock. Fucking. It's hard for me to feel sympathy for the guy. Well, whatever. Some guys are just dicks and shit happens to them. All right, that's it. Speaking of dicks, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with this shit. If you guys can do me a solid, do a few things. Go like the Facebook page. Go like the Twitter page. That's where you will hear clips of the day. Sent in by listener Jason. He listens to the podcast. He finds a clip that's funny. He sends it to me. And then I post it. Simple as that. So please do that. Elemental Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Please rate, review, subscribe on this one if you could. That'd be great. Please consider subscribing to the Patreon. The Patreon is paywall. So for $5 a month, you get a lot more podcasting. Freebies are Mondays and Thursdays. Patreon is every other day, or try to at least podcast all the other days of the week. So Please do that. PATREON, Patreon, search out Elemental Podcast. You'll find it. $5 a month. Do it for 1 month, and that's it. And then you never need to do it again. Or can continue subscribing if you want. Simple as that. Thanks for doing that. Hey, cow. And then do the seven things. If you go to Facebook, check out the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and Stephanie House. They eat a ton of coleslaw. Adam liked my coleslaw, so he's got good taste in coleslaw. So, but on Sundays, they eat coleslaw. They videotape themselves on Facebook Live. They tell you if it's good or not. And then they talk about some other things as well, too. So please like their page, the Sunday Slaw. They also have a podcast on Spotify called the Fourth Century Podcast, where they talk about marriage and parenting and jobs and all sorts of cool shit. All very relatable stuff. So go give them a listen on Spotify. Go like their fan page on Facebook, Forced Entry Podcast. Check out West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. It's a place where you can buy cards, trade cards, sell cards, show off your cards, whatever you want. You don't need to live in West Michigan, but you do need to answer the four questions. Answer the four questions, and then you're in. Simple as that. West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. Magic JBM, that's John Midgley. He's a magician. And he's a damn fine magician. So if you like magic, and you should, go like his page, please. Magic JBM. And then we got Extra Levels Gaming. It's a video game store in Holt, Michigan. They sell old games, new games, games for any kind of system. And they're the small guy, right? They're the David. And then you got, GameStop is the Goliath. Best Buy is Goliath. Target is Goliath. Walmart is Goliath. Fuck Goliath. Go support them. So if you live near Holt, go check them out, Extra Levels Gaming. And if you don't, at least like their fan page, right? Because you're a gamer or you know a gamer. So go check them out, Extra Levels Gaming. Then on Instagram, check out Bear Boards and Tables. Like I said, Mark contributed a lot of cool things to the silent auction. He makes a lot of cool things out of wood. Like I said, he made some cool keychains and magnets and a cutting board. And he sells them over on Macari. So check out the Instagram page. You'll find the link to the Macari page. If you don't see anything you like, let him know what you do like. He made a Rhode Island keychain for Michael. Michael came all the way from Rhode Island for the podcast. It's hard for me to imagine, but he did. I'm very grateful that he did. So please do that. And then last but not least, like I said, my main man, Matt Harper, the live podcast could not have happened without his assistance. He's got a page over on Instagram and TikTok, Matt Harper Art. Matt's not currently selling anything, but he does produce a comedy show, and it's happening on May 4th in Hastings, Michigan at the Waldorf. Comedians Michael Jeter and Tim Locke will be performing. And so if you live in the Hastings area, consider going. It's always a good time. I really enjoy that room. I played that room several times. I've always enjoyed it. It's fun. It's a fun crowd. So go check out Matt Harper Art on TikTok and Instagram as well. All right, everybody. That's it. I'm done. You guys are great. Thank you for listening. I will see you guys tomorrow for another Patreon, or I'll see you on Thursday for the next freebie. You guys are great. I love you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you. Okay, bye.